Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here you are, one more day, doing your daily ritual, your daily discipline, proving to yourself that you are the man who sets out to do something, finds a way, sells himself on it, has that energy, that passion, so he follows through one day, every day, to get closer to those goals, dreams, plans that he took the time to think about. He takes more time to think about this stuff than your average guy. That's why he produces such amazing results. You're doing what you promised yourself. You're living up to your own expectations by listening to me, listening to this podcast, two buddies, bro to bro, talking about life, me talking about stories, whether it's some of my observations of the world, maybe some of my stories, some of the challenges that I've gone through, maybe even a few of my successes, all in the effort to get you thinking about you and your life, where you really want to go, what you're doing right here, right now, to actually get there. You're proving to yourself that you are a man of action, a man who follows through. You're not just a big talker, you're a doer. And every single day that you stick to your regimen, your daily discipline, your daily ritual to download and listen to this Morning Connection podcast, you're proving that to yourself. You know, also in this world, and I say this because many of the people who are attracted to my same circles, who knows, maybe this is something that's common with all people. I find it to be a common challenge. People who are attracted in my circles have this limited amount of trust. Trust in other people, that you're going to put your life, you're going to depend on them. They're going to do what they say. They're going to do what they say to the level that you are doing for them, right? That lack just a little bit, not that you totally discount people, that you think they're worthless, you try to do it all yourself. It's just that you're lacking a little bit of trust that the people you have in your life, that the people you count on, follow through to the level that you believe they should. And I know how discouraging that can be, especially when you know you need people to make that big dream happen, but they're not going to come through, or that's at least in the back of your mind. Every single day that this guy who says he wants to help you sounds like he talks a good game and that he's here for me, that he's getting up at 4:30 every single morning and doing this podcast like he said. And so now you've trusted him, and that's me, by the way. You've trusted him to create this ritual, to come to your computer, to download this More Than Just Muscle podcast, this Morning Connection podcast on the More Than Just Muscle network. And you've made it a part of your day, you get ready to do it during your morning commute or doing your workout session, your cardio, whatever you have decided is for you. And he comes through every single day, just like he said. You don't necessarily know why, and I want to talk about that a little bit more today. I started talking about my overall vision, why I do the things that I do, in an effort for you to really think about why you do all the things that you do. You don't know why necessarily he's so committed to doing this, but he always comes through for you. So every single day where you prove to yourself that you're a man who follows through, and you can trust in me to follow through, and I'm there so you can have your ritual going, you learn that you can count on other people. It's just you need to find people who will not let you down. That quality of person, that mentor, that coach, that person you're in a relationship with, those type of friends, those type of business partners or coworkers, they are out there. It's just that you need to be discriminating. You need to qualify them and build your life around those type of people, and maybe not the people that you've been putting so much trust and faith in before. Not that they're not good people. But again, if you're going to take this time and invest your life, your hopes and dreams on other people, you got to be discriminating, right? You got to pick the quality people. And at the same time, you can't just discount people, or you can't be in relationships with people and always kind of looking them out the side. Are you going to come through? They're not going to appreciate that. The healthy people aren't going to appreciate that. So little by little, You're conditioning your brain that you're a person who follows through, and little by little, you're conditioning your brain that there are other people in this world who you can count on to come through. What a great place for you to be with that mindset, right? Then it's all about working hard and moving forward and working smart and being results driven. You know, Warren Buffett, to me, this was so insightful, and it really helps me figure out things, you know, in my life, maybe some challenges that have been holding me back, some beliefs that I had that have been holding me back. And now that I have a deeper understanding over time, how my brain works, I can prevent myself from going into patterns that don't serve me well, that may not necessarily be true. But if I believe that they're true, they're going to really affect the quality of my life and the quality of what I can produce to the world. And Warren Buffett, the billionaire investor, someone asked him, what is the secret to success? And you would think if it's a billionaire investor, financial guy, he would give you some technical secrets of building wealth, like starting early, investing X amount of your income every single month, paying yourself first, those type of things, right? You know, he said the secret to success from his experience is to have a mother and a father who stay together and who love you unconditionally. And that just blew me away. It blew me away for so many reasons, because that isn't what I expected from a billionaire financial guy. But I thought about it. I thought about it a lot. And it's, you know, growing up, and if you can put that whole trust thing on autopilot, because you had these parents that just stayed together, they came home every night, you knew what to expect. Just think if you're a little kid, and you have that foundation. And I know that many of us, especially these times, maybe we didn't have a father or mother who stayed together, and we don't know what that's like. And so that sense of certainty, we never grew up with that. That faith and trust that everything was just going to happen the way that it should. You know, our brains got scrambled from a very young age, and we don't even know what it would have been like if our parents stayed together and we had that continuity and that consistency in our household. Or maybe we had parents who had challenges, maybe alcohol or other type of things, or, you know, anger issues, their own challenges. Hell, you know, there are parents we want the best for our parents. We love our parents. They stayed together maybe, but they're human beings just like we are. As we're adults, we realize that, hey, our parents were just like us at this age, right? And they had two kids or three kids at this age. Wow, they're just like me right now. How would I have handled that? We have a lot more empathy as an adult for our parents and maybe some challenges that they may or may not have been going through. So if they had a temperament, these mood swings, maybe life was tough. They went through challenges, like I said, may have had issues, you know, alcoholism or whatever. They may have stayed together, but we didn't have that consistency of a environment of love and warmth, and we could count on the mood or the environment, the emotional environment, to be steady. And what to expect. So they may have stayed together, but we didn't know what to expect when the door opened, what kind of mood dad would be in or mom would be in. And there was this big rocky road. And as children, you know, that's what we had to deal with. Again, if that's the way it was for you as a child, you have no idea what it would have been like if things were steady. Maybe you have fantasized about that. Maybe you intellectually know how that would have been so much better for your childhood, but you don't know how that would have affected you or how it may have negatively affected you. And so I really can understand how if you just had that stability, you would be worrying about bigger problems in life, bigger ambitious goals to talk about, to work towards, and not just looking at the person that you're with and, or are they going to come through? Are they going to do what they say because of all that conditioning? Or maybe even invite people into your life. We talk about people trusting and needing other people. And if you don't know what those people are like because you never had that solid base, that consistency. And people aren't 100% consistent. I'm not saying that. But a high level of consistency, maybe you don't put importance on that with the people you attract into your life, who you're friends with, maybe who you date or even marry. And so the bar has been lowered because you love your parents. You got by just fine, even though your environment was inconsistent, right? And then you wonder why the people you choose in your life, when they give you that inconsistency, now it's kind of the same type of thing. Now as an adult, you're worried about if people are just going to do what they say, or maybe you even are lucky enough to have really trustworthy people who follow through, but because you are cynical and not knowing that you're cynical, you're kind of looking at them or questioning them with their body language or your eyes, and the healthy people don't really appreciate that, but you have no idea what's going on. It's so powerful what he said. And I realized maybe some of the challenges that I had moving forward. And I love sharing this story with my coaching clients because, again, either this is a very common thing for a lot of people these days, or it's a very common challenge, the people who come to me for coaching. Regardless of it is a lot of people or just a few people, you know, I'm going to just speak my truth, my perspective, my journey, and, you know, if it is something that you can connect with, you can identify with, then I'm going to hit a home run. I'm going to be getting up here at 4:30 in the morning or doing my podcast, writing my blog post, and it's going to hit a home run with you. It's going to hit home, and it's going to be helpful. And for those of you that it doesn't strike that chord with, you can't relate to it, or you don't think you can relate to it, two things. One, maybe an entertaining story. At least you'll be entertained by this podcast, even though it may not help you specifically with your challenges. So it'll be entertaining. The second thing, if this story, in my experiences, they don't apply to you, it may give you empathy for that man or woman who you're friends with, who you can't understand why they keep themselves at a distance, why they have this wall up, why they seem a little odd, why they are in and out of relationships, why they're looking at you like they're just trusting that you're not going to follow through and maybe not get so offended. And it may give you the understanding what they may have gone through in their life and as they're going through this journey and figure it out. So trust is really important. I think that it had this type of thinking, without me being conscious of it, had a really major impact, you know, on my life. So, you know, hopefully that me talking about Warren Buffett said in success, maybe it can help you. It really did help me understand maybe some of the things that I was pushing success at the level that I really wanted. And I started talking about that yesterday. You know, why do I do all this? Why are there so many internet posts where I'm going way out of my way, spending so much time for so many years helping other people? Why am I doing this podcast? I do a podcast 7 days a week. This Morning Connection podcast, 6 days a week. Then my wife and I do a podcast with the same message of helping other people with the More Than Just Muscles theme on Saturdays. And I do a Wednesday night podcast. And that is just about bodybuilding and training. Right, so I'm doing 8 podcasts a week. In addition to all the things, to do a Google search on Skip LaCour, and you may think, well, why, what's his motivation to do all this? What's the big why? And so yesterday I started talking about that, and I talked about how all these things were going on in my head, and it made me an achiever, someone who was driven to accomplish all these things, and maybe you can relate to all these things. And you know, in my head, I didn't necessarily know that I was kind of righting these wrongs to feel good about myself, to have connection with people like you all over the world. But it was you were at a safe distance away. I didn't have to be intimate or close. I wasn't even really, back in the day, I was not as transparent as this. I just showed you the part of my life that I wanted to show you. I wasn't talking about my weaknesses. I just talked about bodybuilding and training. And you know the thing about it, nobody even asked anything about the rest of my life either. So I had this connection that I think we all need. We all need this connection with other people. Some people might even say it's got to be deeper than that, that real love, deep connection with that special someone. Some of us don't even dream about that because we've tried that and it's been so painful that, you know, I don't know, maybe in the way back of our mind, we say that we want that, but we're so pessimistic about that, that we've come to the conclusion that's never going to happen for those. So I just happened to see that on a Facebook post. And it was a woman that I actually did business coaching with many, many years ago. And, you know, she's a Facebook friend, happens to be in the fitness world too. And actually, it was one of the clients that I have. You know, when I am doing these coaching sessions, it has to be a good fit. You know, I don't have someone commit to 6 months or a year of one-on-one coaching with me. And then, you know, if we don't jive, if it's not a good fit, you know, I don't make them go the entire 6 months or the entire year because, you know, I've got a lot of other things to do. As you know, I have my supplement company. I own and operate Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Check that out, www.massmachinenutrition.com. Again, hey, thank you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. In addition to my one-on-one coaching clients all over the world. And then why I really do the things that I do is for my family. I produce now, and I want to get to that, but I'll skip kind of to the end. Everything I do, my overall vision, in addition to helping you, is for my family, creating the best options in life for them, and also my family's family. I'm going to get back into how that developed, how I got clear on why I do the things that I do, whereas before I wasn't clear. I'm going to continue that from yesterday's podcast. Well, you know, getting back to her, it didn't work out. It was, you know, what I believed it was going to take for her to get from where she was now, because, you know, someone's in at least a little bit of pain, frustration, confusion, if they're going to take the time to seek me out to alleviate that pain, frustration, that confusion. That's why they come to me, obviously, right? They're looking for answers. I give strategies. I also make them feel better in the day, give them hope, but more than importantly than that, strategies, right? Make them feel in control of their life, that they can indeed change those feelings, those emotions, the direction that they're going, if they just do a certain few things. They can gain that control of their life. Well, this was one of those situations, and I've just had a handful of them, because the process of actually getting to me, people kind of weed themselves out, is, you know, to get to me and get this all set up, to put some skin in the game, to get it all scheduled, takes a certain level of commitment. So I would say out of every 10, 9.5 will make it through all 6 months, all 12 months with no problem, because that's how committed they are. They've already qualified me, and they understand how I'm so committed to helping them. They understand how qualified I am. Maybe by listening to podcasts like this, they make that decision and they step up. All right. So very rarely does it not work out. And again, so if they're not getting the results they want, or I see that it's not working, I want them to go find a coach, a mentor, or other ways to get the help that they need, to get out of that pain, to get the strategies that they need. I'm not going to lock them in. I don't want their money. I don't want them to waste their time if it's not a good fit. Like I said, I got many other things to do, many other people who can help. So I won't lock them in. The point is, I saw this podcast and, you know, it was a very transparent, you can tell it's through a lot of pain, and she posted how it sounded like she just ended a relationship. Here's a woman, I would say that she's probably in her 40s now, and how she's committed to being single. It sounded like she just ended a relationship, and she needs to be single. That's the best thing for her. It's never going to change. That's the way it's going to be for the rest of her life. And it was just interesting. I really believe that whether we think we can get it or not, we're all looking for that love and that connection. We want that love and connection for ourselves. That's where it starts. And then we want that love and connection with that special someone or family. And for many of us who didn't necessarily grow up with that continuity, it's chasing a feeling or emotions that we just have this fantasy, this ideal of what it is. And sometimes we may be with people who can provide that for us, but we don't know what that feels like, and we mess it all up. We sabotage it. We're not the type of person who can cultivate, to nurture, to make that type of love and connection grow, yet we don't know it. We may blame other people. That was certainly my case. Until I really made my man formation, I just went through a stage for myself where, man, I was just accomplishing so many things. Whatever I set out to do, I was taking risk. I was accomplishing things. You know, it was the bodybuilding training world for so many years. Before that, it was my promotions at the grocery store. And then I said, I'm better than this. I have more to offer the world. And I took the big risk at that time for a young guy, you know, to make it in this bodybuilding and fitness world, and not just a competitive bodybuilder, a writer, a businessman. My whole financial present and future was determined on what I was able to produce. Set those goals, really achieving at a high level. And that was my big reason why. I'm going to help other people get control of their lives and build their bodies, build that muscle and lose body fat, feel good about themselves. And I was a big student of personal development, as you know, from a very young age. And I would interject that into every training and eating strategy because that's what I learned about. I knew how powerful that was. And that became my thing, the distinction, the thing that made me different many 20 years ago or so, that made me different than all of the other fitness writers at that time. And so, yeah, that's my vision. That's my purpose on this earth, or so I thought. What I really realized is that the whole bodybuilding training, how much control that gave me, where I could do the same things every single day. There weren't a lot of variables. I also didn't have to have a lot of people involved in the process, you know, because pretty much I can do my own schedule. Maybe I had a training partner, but it was all up to me. You know, some people say, well, when you do those bodybuilding contests, you're so dependent on the judges. You know, look, it takes so much work to do that. I have this firm belief that the judges are fair. Sometimes you hear a lot of competitors when they don't do well or they've never done as well as they want it, they talk about, well, it's this big variable. You can do all this work and you'll be judged unfairly. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I can look at every single bodybuilding show and I can see why the other person, who may be even the one that I wanted, even if that person was me, how the other person would have won. I just have that, you know, maybe I didn't have that faith and belief in everybody else in the world, but I did have that faith and belief in judging when it came to bodybuilding contests. So I was able to, you know, clear that distraction out of my mind and just work hard to be the best. And I had the faith that I was going to be judged fairly. And I can look back on my career, whether I won, lost, did very well, did very poorly, or somewhere in between, that I was judged fairly. So I did have that trust. But again, my whole life was revolved around me coming through. It didn't have this, you know, big setup where I was depending on all these people. All right, as far as that love and connection for myself, I was doing it by all these achievements that I was doing. And in my mind, I was saying, I'm doing it for all those guys out there. I'm helping them out. And that may have been true, but what I didn't realize is how much I was doing that for me, how good it was making me feel, how that I can feel good in this very controlled environment without depending on a lot of people, because I didn't have that faith and trust in other people, which is so important. I understand its value right now. The other thing that was so attractive about it is if you said something positive about me, I got connection to the level that I wanted. You would tell me how great I was, how much you appreciated my efforts. And at the same time, what comes with it, especially being a drug-free bodybuilder, and at that time, there wasn't so much social media where you can see a lot of physiques, you can see a lot of, especially natural bodybuilders out there. It took a lot more work, it took a lot more marketing, a lot more positioning as a natural bodybuilder to get exposure back then. And so I was one of the few who did, which brought so much criticism, so much people questioning my integrity. If I was really drug-free, who do I think I'm fooling? But the thing about it is, I was confident I knew who I was. I knew what I did. I knew what I didn't do. Right. So you were people who criticized me too. You guys were at such a distance that didn't affect me. Again, I knew who I was. So it was kind of this relationship that only had an upside and didn't have a downside because I kept you guys at such a distance. And, you know, if you love me, that's great. If you don't love me, well, they don't know me. All right. So I had that safety. I didn't have to put faith and trust in that. So my whole life was geared around a lack of intimacy. I like to use an example. And if you listen to podcasts before, I talk about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like in life, the big, big goal, the big, big vision is to have the Thanksgiving dinner, all the big turkey, all the dressings, all the desserts, and a connected table with all your family and loving some big, huge event, this Thanksgiving turkey feast dinner. You know, that's the big goal that we're all shooting for. Okay, that's my metaphor. All right, that's the analogy. Yet, you know, all day long you can be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and it can nourish you. Can even taste pretty good in the short term, right? Nothing close to the quality of that Thanksgiving dinner, all the fixing, all the family, all the laughter, all the connection that comes with it, but it will nourish you at that particular time. And you can have so many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and your body can feel like it's nourished that it can curb your appetite. It can make you less hungry to work hard to eventually ever get to that Thanksgiving dinner, right? You're feeling okay right now. And so it was, everything that I was going for was such, it was such a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I just didn't know it, right? And so years and years, and hey, is this all there is? Is this all there is? I know there's more to life than just this. I didn't understand my reasons why I was doing the things that I was doing. And, you know, you achieve so much success and then you're setting out, you're accomplishing all the things that you set out to do and it's still not making you feel in your heart and your soul the way that you just want so badly. Then you start really looking at your life and understand this is working, but this must be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's when I went on my man formation. That's when I started really examining my life. And I can go over the specifics of what I went through, you know, in future podcasts and things like that. Well, let's skip to fast forward. When, after going through all the work and all the examination, all the one-on-one coaching that I went through, all the money that I spent, because I was so determined to, you know, get to where I really wanted to go. But it took me doing so much work, taking so much time, even accomplishing so much to come to that dead end. A lot of work, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of being a good guy with the best intentions just to hit that dead end. But that was what stimulated, that pain is what stimulated me to dig deep and really figure out the reasons why. And like I said, the one-on-one coaching. Let me talk about that, you know, this podcast. I got to finish this up, right? You could tell I'm crazy passionate about this. I think that this can really help you. So we're going to go over our 30 minutes today on this Morning Connection podcast. So, you know, I had a coaching client just yesterday, Thomas. Thomas asked me, we were talking about certain things, and I was congratulating him. You know, Thomas is a medical student. He's got a lot of great things going on. He really is ambitious, and he's really driven. And I was sharing with him some of my insight, what I really, some things to consider, if the things in life that he's doing are really working for him to really give him that long-term fulfillment and happiness that he really wanted, or is he putting himself through a lot of work, and it's a system that works, it feels good, but it may be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and preventing him from really enjoying that Thanksgiving dinner, that real feast, that real emotions, that really higher set of accomplishments that he really wants. And so we had a great coaching session and he really thanked me. I congratulated him for being 23 years old and being so smart, to take advantage of this opportunity to get the one-on-one personal attention about this thing called life. And so that's what, you know, Thomas, that's what he did. All right. He had this one-on-one coaching, and it awesome for him. And he doesn't realize the impact that it's going to make on the quality of his life, because it's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same without this attention, this all this effort that he is putting into his life. He's never going to know what it might have been like. It's only going to go up from here. He's only going to be striving for that higher level. And he asked me a great question. He said, you know, Skip, you have all this insight. You read all the books. You went all to all the seminars. He goes, you know, I appreciate you telling me all this. It's really helping me out. Why didn't you apply it to your life earlier? And like I said, I think that was such a great question. And here's the reason why. You know, I don't know how available all this stuff was back then to me. I know that the internet and coaches and people who could help you figure out your life, the information wasn't as plentiful. All right, I really believed I was one out of the many, many people that I knew that even took this whole personal development, learning about these things that I share with you on this podcast, that I was one of the people who really, the few people I knew, if any, you know, especially at my age at 21 years old, to really jump into this thing. And I don't really remember the one-on-one coaching where they can help me figure out, when they talk about motivation, mindset, body language, confidence, self-esteem, all right, what do you really want in life? Is it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, which, you know, that's a metaphor, analogy that I created. But those type of things, I don't really remember me having the opportunity to find somebody who can talk to me on the phone from wherever they were on the world. I mean, I don't remember that opportunity. I don't remember seeing that and passing that up. Regardless, that made all the difference, because I believe all of this motivation, all this mental stuff, this mental toughness conditioning, all this advice that I'm giving, all I'm talking about, you know, you, just by thinking about your life, it's massively helpful. Right? And all this information did help me develop into the man I am. It all played its part. But what I told Thomas is what it really did, it made me a really skilled at observing other people and their challenges and the things that hold them back. It really helped me make an awesome coach in a lot of ways. It really helped me understand people, the people in my life. I had more empathy and understanding why people did the things they do. And it did help me. It did help me. And again, once you kind of go down that path and start studying this material and really thinking about your life, you have no idea what it would have been like if you didn't. So it was helpful. But the difference was, you're in a seminar and someone's talking about these things, how it applies to you specifically in your life. You may not be the person to know how to apply it to your life, or how much is a scale from 1 to 10, this really is something you need to think about, or maybe this is a 2 or 3 in your life, but you really need to focus on this. There's this combination of everybody's not the same. They're not processing the world the same way. Yet a book, a seminar, he's talking to 500 people in the room. It's that difference when someone who is skilled, who can connect with you and cut through all that, make the process so much more effective and efficient. Because they can just talk about you and their observations of your challenges, what you need to think about. Because again, your challenges aren't everybody's challenges. And someone in a book who doesn't even know who's reading the book, right? He just wrote the book to a general audience. Me talking on this podcast, you going to a live seminar, you watching a motivational video on YouTube. They're just talking to people in general. What's going to cut through all the mustard is when someone can help you one-on-one with your specific situation. And that's what I told Thomas. Although all of this was massively helpful, it could have been a lot more effective and efficient if I had that coach, that mentor who can help me deal with my particular situation, my particular limiting beliefs. All right. Because look, I was going out there and doing it. I was taking chances, taking risks. I was going for my dreams. I was writing down my goals. I was doing all these things. But the things that I'm talking to you about, my personal limiting beliefs from my past, my experience, the way I was looking at the world, there wasn't somebody over there to tell me these things. All right. So it wasn't until I got the coaching that then I got credit for all that time and energy that I spent learning about these things. So, you know, fast forward, and I talked about, you know, my dream and my mission, what gets me up so early in the morning, makes me so passionate, right, to talk about these things every single morning, to have created the Manformation program that has helped out so many men all over the world, so many men and women all over the world, and to continue helping people on this massive broadcasting scale and one-on-one with everything else that I have going, all right, is because I want to prevent you from that pain. I'm getting so many emails about how you can feel the sincerity in my voice and how these things are helping you understand yourself a little bit better. That makes me feel awesome. I want to prevent you from that pain. Like I said, I can go back. It's been about 16 years now where I just came off the most successful period of my life for what I shot for, a bodybuilding national championship. All the business marketing, I had my first cover, I won the national championship at just incredible conditioning, shocked the world, right? Everything was going my way. My business, endorsement contract, everything was going so well, professional. Everything that I set out to accomplish, I was accomplishing that, what I was putting priority on. And at the same time, man, my personal life, you know, that feeling in my heart, all those other things, I was such at a low point, so empty. And I can look back now. I didn't put the effort, the energy, the focus, the intention. I didn't create the plan in a way for me to be nourished, for those things to flourish. It would all went into these other areas. My vision was a little messed up, and I didn't really realize it. It was in that moment. I was driving, I remember, this dark street in this rented van in Seattle, and I was in just so much pain. I was driving down the street, and I always had this Zig Ziglar quote. He said, a big shot's just a little shot. I kept on shooting. I kind of just was nervously driving this old rented van and driving down this dark, dark street at like 4 o'clock in the morning in Seattle, going to the gym, the thing that I knew what to do, right, work out. And I was going, big shots, just a little shot. It keeps on shooting. Big shots, just a little shot. It keeps on shooting. That moment, I just felt so much pain. And I said, you know, I have to make my way through this. I have to find, I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. And if I can make my way through this, I can help out so many people, prevent them from this pain or get them out of this pain. That's my purpose. That's why I'm doing this. Hell, I help them do it with their sets and reps and their diets. Wouldn't this be so much more meaningful to their life? Because I don't want them to get all the success with the sets and reps like I did, all to end up in this fucking dead end that I'm at right now. So I got mad. I got determined. And that started me in this direction. My vision is to prevent you from pain. You come to me because you respect me from some of the things, whether it's Manformation most recently, or maybe you're listening to me because you're one of my one-on-one coaching students. Maybe the first thing that you ever learned about me was my accomplishments as a bodybuilder. My vision is to help people in the quality of their life, to help them go through their Manformation and do it a lot more efficiently, a lot earlier in their life than I did. That's my overriding vision. The other thing is I go straight for the love and connection, something that I was so afraid of in the past. I put my energy and effort and trust in my wife, my family. That intensity is, as I throw myself out there, I take that risk just like I did in business, just like my efforts as a bodybuilder, I get stronger and stronger and stronger. And I fight those, that conditioning I had for so many years, and the love, trust, connection is getting more and more intense. I'm such at a happy place in my life. This is the Thanksgiving dinner that I was shooting for so long. And, you know, a lot of achievers, like I was, they talk about it like, well, you can't be outwardly driven. You can't depend on that. I think we talked about depending on that. You have to go for what you really want. And it's just a suggestion. Maybe that's the feeling that I really wanted all along. I just didn't know how to get there. I didn't know how to think in that manner. I didn't know how to take action. I didn't know about the risk. I didn't know what was waiting on the other side for me. It was something that I never experienced. And it didn't matter how many nice girlfriends that I had in the past, they wouldn't last very long because I wasn't the man. I was not the man to be in this loving, connected relationship. But, you know, like I said, I got the coaching. I got the help. I was determined. I found a way. And now I feel it. Man, now I really realize this is my vision. And it's to help my family grow. I'll tell you this. I am so determined to do what Warren Buffett said. My wife and I, we have this commitment. I don't expect it to be easy for the rest of our lives, but I think about that little girl, little Brooklyn, and, you know, our family, how important it's going to be for her. It's one of my number one overriding missions. You know, I know that if my wife and I can provide that consistent, loving environment, even if we don't feel like it, which we haven't been married so long, we're not even close to that stage. We don't have those times, and, you know, hopefully they won't come soon or very often, right? If our little girl, Brooklyn, can just grow up in that type of environment, how I'm just setting herself up, Brooklyn up for so much happiness and joy. And she doesn't have to start off with thinking about all these things that I've been thinking about. She can take them for granted that that's the way the world works. And maybe you're like me. You're climbing out of this challenge, right? It took me so long to figure out even what it is. I'm so determined to create that environment, you know, for my children. And that's my vision. That's my purpose. That's why I work so hard, because I want the best options in life for my family. Man, when I was putting all this effort to bodybuilding training, I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't creating options for myself. It didn't matter because I live such a Spartan lifestyle. I don't want that for my family. So I've got this two-pronged vision. I'm very clear on the emotions that I want for you and for my family and what I want to experience. That's why I do all this. That's why I work so hard. That's why I'm so passionate. All right? Here's the point. How you can take away, what you can take away from this is when you get clear on what you really want and the emotions that you really want, and you really know the big why, and not the peanut butter and jelly sandwich why. And this may, I don't know, take a lot of thought, listening to this podcast every single day. Maybe it will take one-on-one coaching with someone just like you who, you know, cares about you, who's competent, who knows what, who's enthusiastic, who is sharp as a tack, who knows what he's talking about in authority. Maybe it's getting that one-on-one coaching so you can get this sooner rather than later. Those feelings and emotions that you heard me describe, how I'm helping you, how my mission is help out my family. Maybe you can have that sooner rather than later by stepping up and taking action, getting some one-on-one coaching. I don't know how you're going to make it there. Just telling you my experience. But when you know the big, real reason why, and you were able to be courageous enough to really think about that turkey dinner, that Thanksgiving dinner, that real feast with real emotions, with people, with the best food, you can wait for that instead of filling yourself up with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like I did. Man, I know, like I said, I know a lot of achievers that think, oh, I'm going to lose my drive. I'm going to lose my angst, my hunger to be achieve. You just watch me, okay? You watch me, what I produced when I was a bodybuilder and its value versus now, right? Because it's just gone off the stratosphere, what I'm producing, what I'm doing, because I'm doing it for you, I'm doing it for my family, and so I can work backwards. Everything I plan out to do, the state I'm in when I do this podcast, how much I'm willing to be transparent, which I want to talk about on another podcast, being transparent, how powerful that could be if you could be courageous enough to do that. It drives everything I do. And the level of productivity is 10 times higher. So achievers, I know that short-term peanut butter and jelly sandwich is a safe place to go. All right, you're not going to lose your edge. You're going to be even more productive when you get aligned with your vision, why the things you do, the things you do. That's how important your vision is. It's got to be so much more ambitious than winning a bodybuilding contest or showing short-term things like a house or a car. Those are great, but that's part of the process. Your vision is the real result. Let's go through our daily disciplines and wrap up this Morning Connection podcast. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want, and it would take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in the manner that I'm talking about, this type of thought, this type of action, maybe you getting that one-on-one coaching with me, whatever it takes. It would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in that manner to actually achieve it. When it's something that's going to take that much effort and that much time, that goal is big enough. If you can accomplish it in the next couple of weeks, by all means, go ahead and accomplish that goal. But I want something bigger and juicier. And if you can't think of it right now, I'm going to ask you this every single day. Keep on pushing. One more rep. Keep on thinking about it. And you're more than welcome to make it bigger and juicier in the future. All right? You don't have to lock on to something. This is mental toughness conditioning, right? And then, is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? The results, that overall writing vision. I can tell you this, everything I do every single day is that vision for you, that vision for my family, it's all in a line now. I am going for the Thanksgiving dinner and everything that comes with it with passion, zeal. That's why I can work early in the morning and late at night. I can stay focused. I can stay optimistic. I can withstand the challenges because I'm very clear. After all this time, after all this energy going in the wrong direction, I'm clear on my vision now. Man, I want you to get clearer much, much earlier in life than me. All right? I want you to get on that process and really think about that. So, and then what are those results? What's that? And again, what we talked about, what's that vision? That big, gigantic vision for your life. What is it? Because it's easy to do the day-to-day plans and the week-to-week plans and get through all the challenges when you're really connected. My vision is you, keeping you from pain, learning the lessons that I learned, following through with that promise from that guy who was so successful yet so unhappy, driving in that old van, rented van in Seattle, making that promise to himself that I must get through it so I can help other people get through it and they don't have to feel this way. And the love and the connection for my family and the options. And I don't want them living like a Spartan like I did for so many years. And I'm willing to get up early and stay up late and do whatever the hell it takes to provide so much freaking value for so many men, so many people all over the world that they're going to be joyfully helping me create that lifestyle for my family because I've created so much value, so much great feelings and emotions and accomplishments and achievements and got them directed and prevented from the pain. They're going to gladly get on the skip train and help me create a win-win situation. That's my vision. That's why I do that. So, you know, whatever you can take away from that. If you want to know why the hell this guy does 8 podcasts a week, or more importantly, what you can take from it, what you can learn from it, when you can get this clear vision and passion, how would you like to wake up every single morning with this kind of drive? Right? Maybe my story has helped you out. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.